Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today, we're getting into something we use constantly, but maybe don't think about too much, our teeth. You might think, yeah, I know my teeth, but we've gathered some really fascinating sources, a mix of research and notes, to help you get properly informed about this hidden world right inside your mouth.
It's definitely a world worth exploring.
So, our mission today. To unpack it all, we're talking the surprising variety of teeth we have, their hidden structures, and maybe most importantly, how we can actually look after them for, well, hopefully a lifetime.
And it's so crucial, isn't it? Because teeth, well, they do so much more than just chew. We often underestimate their role in, you know, speaking clearly, even shaping our face.
Right.
Understanding them really is the best way to start protecting them properly.
Okay, so let's start at the beginning. Teeth are obviously for chewing, but their journey starts way earlier, and it's quite something.
It really is. And one of the first interesting things is that we humans get two full sets of teeth over our lives.
Two sets, right.
Yeah.
Milk teeth and then the adult ones.
Yeah. Exactly. First up are the deciduous teeth. That's the technical term, but yeah, most people call them milk teeth or baby teeth.
Okay.
You get 20 of them in total, 10 up top, 10 on the bottom. They usually start popping through around 6 months old, give or take.
Uh-huh.
And the set is generally complete by about 2.5 years old. Now, these are temporary. They start falling out around age 6 to make way for the permanent ones.
And I guess some people think, oh, they're just baby teeth. They don't matter much.
That's a huge misconception, a really important one to clear up. Milk teeth are absolutely vital. They're needed for chewing properly, for speech development, and critically, they hold the space.
Hold the space.
Yeah, they act like guides, ensuring the permanent teeth underneath come in, you know, in the right positions. So taking care of them is incredibly important for future dental health.
Got it. Okay, so that's the first set. Then what happens?
Then come the permanent teeth. Around age 6, they start to emerge, replacing the milk teeth one by one. This is the set that's designed ideally to last your entire life.
And how many of those do we get?
Adults typically have 32 permanent teeth. The process starts around 6, as I said, and it can continue until you're, oh, anywhere from 18 to maybe even 25 years old for the very last ones to come in.
Wow, that's quite a range.
It is. And these permanent teeth, they're not just for chewing food effectively. They play a big role in maintaining the actual structure and shape of your face over time.
Fascinating. So 20 temporary guides, then 32 long haulers. But, you know, if you look closely, they don't all look the same, do they?
Not at all.
Why is that? Why the different shapes? It kind of feels like there's a specialized toolkit in there.
That's a perfect analogy, actually. And it highlights another common misconception that all teeth are basically the same. They're really not. Each type has a very specific job.
Okay, break it down for us. What's in this toolkit?
Right. So first up, at the very front, you have your incisors.
Uh-huh. The flat ones.
Exactly. 4 on the top, 4 on the bottom, so 8 total. They're thin, flat, with a sharp edge, kind of like little chisels.
Chisels, okay.
Their main job is biting and cutting food into smaller, manageable pieces. Think about biting into an apple or a sandwich, that initial clean cut, that's your incisors at work.
Makes sense. What's next?
Next door, you've got the canines. 2 on the top, 2 on the bottom, so 4 in total. Those are the pointy ones.
The fang-like ones.
Yeah, sometimes called cuspids. They're sharp and pointed, designed specifically for gripping and tearing food, especially tougher stuff, like maybe meat or even tearing a piece of crusty bread.
Right, I can picture that, tearing bread.
Yeah, they're strong and shaped perfectly for that gripping and ripping action.
Okay, incisors for cutting, canines for tearing. What else?
Moving further back, you find the premolars, or bicuspids. You have 4 in each jaw, 8 altogether.
And what do they look like?
They're a bit broader than the canines, flatter on top, usually with a couple of ridges or cusps. Their job is to start the crushing and mashing process. They take the pieces cut by the incisors and torn by the canines and begin breaking them down further.
So the first stage of grinding, almost.
Well, you could say that, yeah. The initial crushing. Then at the very back, you have the real powerhouses, the molars.
The big set ones.
That's them. Usually 6 in each jaw, so 12 in total, though sometimes fewer if wisdom teeth are missing or removed. They are big, broad, and have a wide, sort of bumpy upper surface, almost like a grinding stone.
Okay.
These are your strongest teeth. Their job is the final, fine grinding of food, making it soft and paste-like, easy to swallow. When you're chewing something like, say, chapati or really grinding down vegetables, your molars and premolars are working together to get that done.
And you mentioned wisdom teeth. Are they molars too?
They are. They're technically the third molars right at the very back. They're the last ones to come in, usually between 16 and, well, sometimes even up to 25. The issue often is there's just not enough space left in the jaw for them by then.
Ah, hence why they often cause problems.
Precisely. They can get stuck, come in at an angle, cause crowding, lots of potential issues.
It really is like a specialized team, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
The incisors make the first cut, canines tear, premolars crush, molars grind, all working together.
Exactly. It's fantastic teamwork. That coordinated effort is what makes chewing so efficient and prepares food properly for digestion right from the start.
Okay, so we've got the different types and their jobs down. Now, let's zoom in even further.
Yeah.
What does a single tooth actually, you know, look like inside? Imagine it's more complex than just a solid block.
Oh, absolutely. There's a whole hidden structure within each tooth. It's quite intricate.
So what are the main parts?
Well, externally, you basically see two main sections. There's a crown, which is the part visible above the gum line. That's what we usually think of as the tooth.
Right.
And then hidden below the gum, anchored firmly in the jawbone, is the root. The root is often much longer than the crown and holds everything securely in place.
Okay, crown and root. What about inside? What's it made of?
Inside, it's layered. You can kind of think of it like an apple, maybe?
An apple? How so?
Well, you've got the hard outer layer, like the skin. That's the enamel. It covers the crown, and it's incredibly tough.
How tough?
Get this, enamel is the hardest substance in your entire body, harder than bone.
Wow, really? That's amazing.
It has to be, considering the forces involved in chewing day in, day out. Then underneath the enamel, like the flesh of the apple, is the dentine.
Dentine.
Yeah. It's still hard, but not as hard as enamel, and it makes up the bulk of the tooth structure. It's also porous and contains tiny tubules, which is why if your enamel wears away, you can start feeling sensitivity through the dentine.
Ah, okay. So that protects the very center.
Exactly. At the very core, like the apple core with the seeds, is the pulp. This is soft tissue. It contains the tooth's blood vessels, which provide nutrients, and the nerve, which provides sensation. The pulp extends from the crown all the way down through the root canals to the tip of the root.
So that's the life of the tooth, essentially.
In a way, yes. It keeps the tooth alive and responsive. And then just covering the root surface, there's one more layer called cementum. It's a bone-like tissue, not quite as hard as enamel, that helps anchor the tooth root to the jawbone via tiny ligaments.
Wow. Enamel, dentine, pulp, cementum, plus the crown and root. It's a complex little structure.
Definitely more than meets the eye.
And knowing all that really underscores why taking care of them is so vital. This brings us to the lifelong mission, dental care. We know they're crucial for biting, chewing, starting digestion, but also, as you said, for clear speech. I mean, try saying something like 55 without letting your teeth touch your lip.
Ah, yes. It's almost impossible, isn't it? Shows how much we rely on them for articulation.
Exactly. And shaping the face, too. So protecting them, it's not just about avoiding toothache, it's fundamental. What's the main enemy we're fighting against?
The number one enemy, day in and day out, is plaque.
Plaque, right. What is that exactly?
It's basically this sticky, usually colorless film made up mostly of bacteria. It's constantly forming on your teeth.
Mm-hmm. Constantly.
Yep. Here's how it works. You eat foods containing carbohydrates.
Mm-hmm.
You know, sugars, starches, stuff like bread, pasta, sweets, even milk.
Mm-hmm.
The bacteria that live naturally in your mouth absolutely love these. They feed on the leftover bits on your teeth, and as a byproduct, they produce acids.
Acids, and that's a problem.
That's the big problem. These acids attack and dissolve your tooth enamel. Over time, this acid attack weakens the enamel, creating holes, what we call cavities or tooth decay.
Okay.
And plaque doesn't just affect the enamel. If it builds up along the gum line, it can irritate the gums, leading to gingivitis. And if left unchecked, it can even damage the bone that supports the teeth. Plus, it's a major cause of bad breath.
So getting rid of this plaque is key.
Absolutely essential. Daily removal through brushing and flossing is your primary defense against decay, gum disease, and bad breath.
Okay, so let's get practical. What are the absolute must-dos for taking care of our teeth based on what we know works?
Well, the foundation is regular cleaning.
Right. Brushing twice a day. At least twice a day, yes. Morning and, crucially, right before you go to bed. You want to remove all the plaque and food debris that's accumulated during the day before you sleep.
Okay, brushing twice daily. What else?
Flossing. Every single day. Brushing is great. Yep. But it just can't reach properly between the teeth and under the gum line.
That's where a lot of plaque hides, I guess.
Exactly. Flossing gets into those tight spots. Also, gently massaging your gums can be beneficial for circulation. And, of course, regular dental visits.
Yes, the checkups.
Mm-hmm. For checkups and professional cleanings. Your dentist can spot early signs of trouble you might miss and remove any hardened plaque, which is called tartar, that you can't get off yourself.
Good point. And diet obviously plays a huge role, too.
Immense. Cutting down on sugary foods and fizzy drinks is a big one. They just fuel those acid-producing bacteria.
Less fuel, less acid.
Precisely. And on the flip side, eating a balanced diet, particularly one rich in calcium, think milk, cheese, yogurt, helps keep your teeth strong from the inside out.
Makes sense. And you mentioned brushing technique earlier. Mm-hmm. There's a right way to do it.
There is, actually. It's not just about scrubbing hard. Mm. You want to angle the brush maybe about 45 degrees towards the gum line.
Okay.
Then use gentle short strokes, sweeping or rolling the brush away from the gum line. Make sure you cover all surfaces, the outside, the inside, and the chewing surfaces. And don't forget to gently brush your tongue.
The tongue too. Why is that?
Removes bacteria that can cause bad breath and just generally helps keep your mouth cleaner.
Got it. Gentle, angled, systematic. And floss daily.
Those are the cornerstones. And supporting that with a good diet makes a huge difference.
So let's talk more about that diet. What specific foods are like superheroes for our teeth and gums?
Well, as we mentioned, dairy products, milk, yogurt, cheese are fantastic because they're packed with calcium, which is essential for strong enamel.
Right, calcium for strength.
Then foods rich in vitamin C are really important for gum health. Think bell peppers, citrus fruits like oranges and kiwis, strawberries. Vitamin C helps maintain the integrity of your gum tissue.
Okay, vit C for gums. Anything else?
Crunchy foods. Things like apples, raw carrots, cucumbers. Chewing these actually helps to physically clean the surfaces of your teeth, kind of like a natural scrub, removing some plaque and food particles.
Interesting. So snacking on an apple is good in multiple ways.
It is. And maybe surprisingly, onions. Raw onions contain compounds that can kill certain bacteria linked to gum disease. Plus, the chewing gives your gums a bit of a workout.
Onions. Never would have guessed.
Yeah. And finally, don't forget vitamin D. Your body needs vitamin D to properly absorb all that lovely calcium. Sunlight is a great source, but you also find it in fatty fish, egg yolks, and things like cod liver oil.
So dairy, vitamin C fruits, crunchy veg, onions, and vitamin D sources. A good mix.
A very good mix for oral health.
Now, for the flip side, what are the villains? The foods we should really try to limit or avoid for the sake of our teeth.
Top of the list, probably carbonated soft drinks. Colas and similar drinks, they're often loaded with sugar and they're highly acidic. It's a double whammy that just erodes enamel.
Double trouble. Okay, what else?
Really chewy, sticky candies. Things like taffy, caramels. They cling to your teeth for ages, giving the sugar plenty of time to feed bacteria and cause decay.
Makes sense. They just hang around.
Exactly. Also, things like potato chips. They might not seem sweet, but the starch breaks down into sugars in your mouth, and the mushy texture gets stuck in the crevices of your teeth easily. Plus, not much nutritional value there anyway.
Good point. Chips get stuck everywhere.
They do. And finally, be mindful of refined white flour products, white bread, white pasta. They break down into simple sugars quickly. Opting for whole wheat versions is generally better for your teeth and overall health.
So fizzy drinks, sticky sweets, chips, and refined white flour stuff. Good to know what to watch out for.
And remember that sugar is like a party for the germs in your mouth. Using a fluoride toothpaste is also key. Fluoride actually helps to remineralize and strengthen your enamel, making it more resistant to those acid attacks.
Right. Fluoride toothpaste is important too.
Definitely. All these things, the cleaning habits, the diet choices, the fluoride, they all work together. Consistency is what builds strong, healthy teeth that can last. Neglect, on the other hand, well, it leads down a path of potential problems.
It's a powerful reminder, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Our daily choices really do shape the future health of our mouths.
Absolutely.
Well, that feels like a pretty thorough journey through the world of our teeth. We've gone from the two different sets we get to the specialized jobs of each tooth type, delved into their hidden internal structure, and covered the crucial steps for daily care.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully this knowledge feels like a useful tool now, something you can use to protect your oral health for the long run.
It should be empowering, definitely. And maybe just as a final thought to leave you with, building on what we've discussed,
yeah.
Consider this. What do you really think happens if you regularly skip brushing your teeth at night before bed? Is the food stuck there actually doing significant harm to your teeth and gums overnight, or is it something we can sometimes get away with? That's a really good question to chew on. Literally. Something to think about next time you're feeling too tired to brush.
Exactly.
Well, thank you for joining us on this deep dive. We hope you'll take this information, apply it, and keep exploring that vital link between your mouth and your overall well-being.